Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! We're going to need to get some applause thing going there,
Yeah,
Don.
sound effects. Sound effects. We like
We'll get that sound effects for. Anyway, hello, everybody. Happy New Year! Happy
Love
New
that.
Year!
Yes. Oh my gosh. So weird to be like 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here we are, and you're going to watch me, you guys. I'm just getting it posted on all the little pages. So if you're already here, yay. If not, I'm coming. I'm coming. I have
Yes,
to come
welcome.
into other people.
Welcome.
I used that the wrong way. I was supposed to do it this way with
Yes,
Mercury
you were.
retrograde.
Yeah,
See,
and
Mercury stuff.
you're going to tell your Mercury retrograde story once you get everything connected there.
It's like, which one, right? Which one?
Yeah, really.
I mean,
But
I've had.
we want to make a teaching out of it because it's really cool because this is how it works, you know. Just
Something Tracy does, and we're making a teaching out of it. What? Yeah.
How about everything Tracy does?
Yeah. You just make me one big classroom at the
Yeah.
moment. It's
You're
all
the
good.
poster child, right?
I think my face is under that. Yeah. It'd be like the teaching moment.
Yes.
Okay. I'm forgetting a page. Dolores, you, me, QHHT. All right.
We're getting you all hooked up, everybody.
Yeah, I have to come back to my
Tracy's so good.
So Julia's gonna tell you a story about something. Hey, did you guys got some of this crazy weather going on, right? Like you got the sideways rain and all the things.
Not sideways rain. We had, okay, so 2 weeks ago, it was a wind chill of 20 below zero. Okay, and we had lows in the single digits.
Yikes.
And then 1 week later, we have 70 degrees. And then now 1 week later, now we're in 40s and 50s. And so it's kind of acting more like winter, but not really. I mean, it's more like a middle between thing. It's decent. We can handle it. It's nothing bad, but it's just kind of crazy.
And crazy, very crazy. All right, so I'm going to give us a minute to get some people in the chat room because I've got everybody started up in here now. I have to refresh mine because we were frozen and that just looks silly.
Okay, and we
Yeah, so there we go. I do want to say, in tradition to other shows that we have had, thank you for my candy to Judy. Now, no,
my goodness.
this was full. Now, I did not eat all of this. However, it was poured in a bowl in the kitchen for everyone. But then I have my own personal stash up here. So I just want to thank Judy for keeping the chocolate flowing.
Very nice, Judy.
That was a very nice surprise. And there's some interesting chocolates in there, so that's been fun. Like the kids, it's funny because we have this bowl that is poured in, and everybody's kind of fishing around, going, "I wonder what this one is. I wonder what that one is," because there's just a wide arrangement of chocolates in that bag.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. All right, so we're getting a few more people coming in to the chat room. If you guys are listening and trying to figure out how to get to the chat room, if you're able to open up your the screen with us on it, it should bring you to the chat room. But if that does not, please go to BBS Radio TV on Facebook and find us on there and open that one up so we can get you in the chat because Julia has 100 questions for you guys today. And and we want to be able to talk to you and ask you these questions.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay. Jacksonville, Florida in the house. So that thank you, Monique. Cindy is here. She's in Texas. Oscar Perez, Yakima. We've got Christy in North Carolina and Elizabeth in Massachusetts. That's who we got so far joining us in the chat room. So you guys come on in.
Cool. Welcome, everybody.
I know, everywhere.
Where you're
All
from.
yeah. Connecticut. Got it. They're coming
Yes,
in.
very
Hi,
cool.
Kat. So Mercury in retrograde. Okay. So we were talking earlier about all this emotional stuff coming up, right? And all these things. And I was in Florida at the first part of December. I think I flew out like the 7th or something like that, 6th or 7th. I can't remember. And I was looking because it's like, it's kind of a good idea to kind of know what astrology is doing. What are we up against? And there was this full moon coming up. And so I wanted to know. I said, hey, this full moon's going to trigger you and all your little angry spots. And I thought, oh, no, and I'm going to be on a trip. That'll be great. Anyway, I have to say my flights went really well. Everything went really well. Met up with everybody really easy. All of that stuff was really flowing. Had a great trip. Had a great little workshop out there. The day before we flew home, all the flights went well either way. But Mercury and retrograde shadow started on the 12th. So here we are with this anger moon, and then Mercury in shadow shows up, and it's like, what's happening? And, you know, there were some little triggering things here and there. I'm not going to lie, you're on a trip. Not everything can be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So some triggering things going on. But I got home, and I'm like, man, I feel like I'm just irritated at everybody. Mm. Like, it didn't matter. You know, it's like, stupid dog. No. Anyway. So then I was like, okay, what's going on? Well, then sweet little, wouldn't it be fun? Monica Dunn sends me a text, and she's the one that let me know it was Mercury was in the shadow. And I'm like, she's like, how was your trip? Oh, by the way, Mercury's in the shadow. Oh, okay. So all this revisiting, rehashing, restoring, you know, it's all coming up. So if you guys are feeling emotional, yes, we're in another new full moon now.
Yeah,
that's going to be actually that might be today or tomorrow. I can't remember.
It's not. It's now.
It's now. It's right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. My phone says so.
I have a phone that can tell you things.
I do too, because I'm always wondering when's it going to be. And I looked up the sky a couple of nights ago. I'm like, man, that's really close to full. I wonder, you know. And I could think, well, maybe it was full. And then my phone, it was saying it was a waxing moon and all this. I'm like, okay, is waxing going away? Is it coming? Wait, what? And then finally, last night and tonight, it says full moon. So
last night, yes, we were looking. My son pulled me up and said, you got to come look at the moon. It's brighter than I've ever seen it before. And sure enough, it was really bright last night. Like, you could probably just go out and have almost like daylight. It was bright. So this morning, in lieu of this moon and Mercury in retrograde, I wanted to grab my cup. And what does the cup say? It says, I'm sorry for the things I said when Mercury was in retrograde. But so I grabbed this cup and I want to make a cup of tea. Now, my son had gotten me these little pods that he thought were coffee, but they were black breakfast tea, which I like. So I'm like, I'm going to make one of those little breakfast teas. I'm going to do it. So I stick it in the machine. Well, I have one of those coffee makers that has a pot on one side and the little individual servings on the other. So I get that sucker started and I go sit down and I'm playing on my phone and my kids come in and they're chatting with me and stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's really taking a long time for this tea to brew. What's going on? So I go back over there and realize it was set to the pot and there was no water in the pot. So of course nothing was brewing. So I fixed that problem. I put it over to the mug and got it going again and went and sat down and they're chatting with me some more and sharing some stories. And I'm just sitting there thinking, this is really, really taking a long time. I could hear things like it was making noise over there, but nothing was happening. And I'm like, why isn't this brewing my tea? Second trip over there, I realized, okay, something else was wrong with it, fidget with it. And so I go sit back down again. It was the third try. I finally got it. I didn't, the little cup thingy that you put the little pot in was sitting crooked and it wasn't shutting correctly. So it wasn't brewing my tea. So by the third time, and I think I told you it was about an hour later.
You finally got your tea. Yeah. So there's a pot of tea.
My little tea. So instead of getting agitated about it and being like, what's going on? I just start laughing because of the irony of grabbing the Mercury in retrograde cup and then having a Mercury in retrograde moment with it. So that's my Mercury story for my tea. But a few things like that, internet going out and all the things happening, you know, it's, It's been.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking. I said, and that's when I think I started. There's something must be else going on. And when you brought up the full moon thing, because we're noticing that people in general are a little bit more cranky and kind of happy to release their crankiness on those that really don't have a lot of control of the situation. And and you were saying that it's like, oh, that makes so much sense. That's probably what we're dealing with. So it's just, you know, so if you have something like that going on, if you're noticing people are, you know, you or others, you know, if you're noticing it's just not as nice as what it usually is, we're going through stuff. We're all working our stuff out. So we're
Yes.
bringing it up so we can look at it and get mad at it. And then.
Yep. And you know what? It's okay to get mad at it. Just be, you know, be considerate about how you're directing it. So
yeah.
Lots of that going on. But one of the things that I know we wanted to talk about today, and this is an empowering 2023, because we're going to talk about how much control do you have over what's happening in 2023.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we were talking a lot about the, in our little conversation this afternoon about, you know, what are we creating? We were talking about stuff that we were working on and manifesting and how quickly it was.
Right. Well, and then like one of the main things people start doing, you know, when it's like, I think you were saying you get a lot of readings at this time of year, people wanting readings and stuff because they want to know what's going to happen. What's this year going to bring for me? And that's one of the big questions we all want. What's going to happen? And I mean, what is 2023 bringing? What are the predictions? What all that? And it's like, it doesn't matter what the predictions are, you know, because we're the ones creating. And that's the big message we want to say. We're the ones, we each and every one of us are creating our own years, you know. So it's, what do you want to make it?
Exactly.
Whatever you want it to be.
So when we got off the phone, I got on a call with a really lovely lady that I just kind of want to share this because we're in this. This is how powerful we are. So when we want to change something, we change it. It's that quick. You know, it's like you hit that wall or you finally get to that point where you're like, no, I want it to be different. And it changes, right?
Yeah.
Well, in the Ascension sessions, I start people off in a field. You go stand in your field. And this field was filled with poppy seed flowers and all these different things, but there was also some weeds in there. And so then it was like, okay, now look at your feet and tell me about where you're standing. What does that feel like? Your feet are bare feet and you want to feel the ground. And all of a sudden, well, she didn't want to be standing on weeds. So what happens? It turns into soft, plush, luscious grass.
Cool.
And that turned into one of those learning moments of that's how quick you can change your reality.
Yeah.
All the weeds now are outside or beyond you. And your reality is this nice, lush, plush grass. And I was like, man, that's just like our worlds, our realities. You know, we each create our own reality.
Yeah, so we can have weeds, we can have thorns, we can have all those things, or we can have nice plush grass that's fun to walk on and roll around in. And
So I just loved that because it just kind of followed suit with us talking about creating our reality. And here she is doing that in her mind. And it's like, now imagine doing that in your real world, because that's what we're doing. You're putting the energy into what do you want to create? And I was talking to Julia about, okay, if I moved, I would want like an acre of land for the big dogs to run. You know, we got the Husky, we got the German Shepherd. Our backyard's not the smallest, but it's not huge. And so I would like them to have some play area, you know? And then I was like, and I would like to have trees around me. And I'd like, so I was telling her the things that
she wants to move here.
Yeah, I want to be able to open my back door and share a coffee or a tea with Julia. And boom, here I am, Arkansas. But anyway, so then I thought, well, I'm just going to play and go on Zillow and look at houses. And within like probably less than 5 miles of where I'm located right now, which I don't care, I don't need to leave the area. I just want to leave the little neighborhood I'm in with the HOAs and all the rules.
You just want to change.
Yeah, the little you know, houses stacked on houses. I just want some space. And it had almost everything that I was saying that I wanted. I was saying, man, that happened so fast. Like, I put out there what I was wanting, and really this house could fit that mold. And so that's what got us talking about it. But I was like, I was so surprised at how fast something that I described showed up.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And, you know, who knows, maybe the next broadcast I'll be sitting in it going, look, guys, look what I created.
Yeah, I made it.
I made it, I'm here. But it's so cool because, you know, I feel like this is our universe or source energy, whatever people want to call it, showing us how quickly we can manifest in this 2023 energy. Yeah. And create. We have the tool right here.
Yes.
To make the reality. We know that now, how powerful that is.
I'm trying to remember what seven is in astrology, in numerology. I know six is like a service number. Seven, because this is a 7 year.
All right, numerologists, get in there. Make it happen. I didn't think to look that up.
I think sets the tone of whatever we're trying, whatever something is being accomplished. So last year was a 6 year. So service. Were we?
Oh, I think I'm in it. What's 10 reduces to one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
That's
in here.
Leadership.
Yeah. I think I'm in a 1 year. New beginnings, time to create. Mm-hmm. All right, so what is seven, peoples? We know you're all sitting there typing it in, trying to be the first.
And I don't know that it means anything, but so many times they'll say, oh, this is a this year and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm just trying to, you know, anybody yeah. knows anything about that. But see, there again, that's that other. I mean, it's going to be whatever you want to be. So if you want that to be a guide for you, that's fine. You know, pick the parts that you like out of it.
That's like when we're talking about the astrology and stuff and the Mercury in retrograde. I think knowing that that stuff's going on was like, oh, okay. So that's why those hiccups are happening. And it gave me the patience to get through the internet being down. Okay, well, I'll just go over here and create a different. I mean, everything worked. There was another way to make things happen. So, I think the knowledge is power, right? So you can just work.
Yeah, probably more than anything, it helps you have patience and tolerance, you know, for like if things are being impacted there, it's like, okay, it gives you something else to blame it on. But, you know, you just do the best you can, ride through it.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, the world's against me.
Everything you try, no. Okay, let's see what we got people saying in here. Marco, I was angry inside since the first every day dealing with people at work, but no way to get out of feeling. I think I understand. So they're feeling like there was no way to get out of the feeling. Nobody noticed it because I was functional human. I get that, Marco. I do that too. Okay.
Well, so many times, you know, we feel like everybody, you know, is in on what we're feeling, but we're not. I mean, it's inside. And so we're feeling all this whole crazy madness and everybody else sees something that's, you know, hey, you may not be as calm as normal, but you're not displaying what you feel you are.
Yeah. So yeah, that, and yeah, I was able to manage that and did it well. And that's so true. Not again, knowing that you're going to have these experiences means that now you can be more aware, right? Being in that awareness and like, okay, I got triggered, but I also know that this is something that's going on right now. So I'm going to, instead of reacting to the person that triggered me, I'm going to go deal with why I got triggered. Perfect. But yeah, it's not always easy. Like you want to react sometimes to some of the stuff going on.
You want to punch.
And if you do, that's, yeah.
Punch and kick and scream. And
this is why everyone should go to Amazon.com, get a punching bag. But you know, sometimes it does help. Like there's times where you just do need to scream in the pillow, get it
absolutely
out. You know, it's not
definitely helpful. Let it out, do not hold it in,
let it out. But yeah, anyways, so much fun with that. Okay, the 7 year, the inner voyage, a year of learning.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sheila tried to Google it, its meaning, and got a BMW. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that is a sign for you, Sheila. Get the BMW. Come take us all for a joyride. Okay. So.
Well, this is okay. I'm gonna tell a little story here. I hope Tiffany doesn't mind me sharing this, but she's had her eye on this car. It's a vehicle that's coming. You know, it's not, anyway, it's kind of backed up and one that they're putting in orders, and you have to get on a list to be able to, you know, whatever. And so I'm not sure when it's supposed to be coming in, but she's got her name on the list. We'll see what they did. If I understand this right, they sent her today some virtual reality glasses to while she's waiting for the vehicle, she can enjoy it. I guess it gives you the experience. And I was thinking, now how cool is that for manifesting something, for manifesting this vehicle? I mean, that, you know, you're going to get so used to, you're seeing it, you're seeing yourself drive. That's what we always say. Imagine yourself in it, you know, and really,
right. Yeah,
they're really helping you there. This is your car.
That's cool. And what a fun way to mm-hmm. help people pass the time until it gets there. Cause
right.
Yeah, we get antsy. We want that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, exactly. And it'll keep you on there so that you won't run off and go get something else and, you know, lose patience. It's like, yeah, it's really good. It's a fantastic idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like it. Everybody in the chat room likes that too. So we want some virtual reality glasses so you guys can see us in 3D. Mm-hmm. And we could reach
well, and like yeah, text. You're talking about this house that you want, you know, get virtual reality.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, but that's also called our imagination.
Yeah, but for those that are struggling with visualizing it, this could be a nice alternative.
Absolutely.
I made a vision board on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Cool.
It was a creative time to start thinking about what did I want. And what's funny is I put a house on the vision board that was surrounded by trees and all the things. So, yeah, so lots of fun. Not sure. I'm still not sure when I want to create this transition because I'm still considering what location do I want to be in, because I don't really mind the town I'm in. But I also haven't expanded that thought to be like, well, where else would I want to go?
Yeah.
So putting some more energy into it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Chris is wanting house virtual reality too. She would have different neighbors. I know that.
No. I mean, that would really, really help with the imagination process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they have the what is the game called? Minecraft. I don't know if you've ever heard of that game, but they create their own little cities. It's kind of almost like not Lincoln Logs. That's the other one I'm thinking of, that you don't want to step on them.
Lego?
Legos. It's okay. Almost like a Lego land virtually. You build your own cities. And I love this game because it, like, my kids know words that I had no idea they knew. You know, like when Jaden was little, he used to play this all the time and build cities, and now he's 18, he will still play this game because they build and create, but they have to go get the material in order to build. So they have to learn how to get everything they need to build the thing they want to build. They get minerals and all the, you know, like, he knew things about crystals, and I'm like, where did you learn that? And he's like, Minecraft. But they create and build their home cities, mansions. They put little animals in there. It's really cute. And so maybe they need to create something like that where we can be like, okay, Tracy wants an acre of land with a house and this little doodad over here and that little doodad over there. And and then have it be put together, and then you can sit there with your virtual reality. So anyone that's very techy that knows how to build apps and teams, create that. Let's get into the manifesting app. There we go. All right, Somebody, somebody that's a buzz, go get
because
it.
that's really, that's all it is. It's a matter of visualizing it and putting yourself into it. So whatever will allow you to do that. And if that's really cool when you're building it, so you are putting yourself into it. You're really, you are creating it.
Very
And
much.
Then if you can actually see it from the inside after you've built it, I don't know how the game works, but if then you can walk around in it somehow.
Yeah. And you can go to other people's creations too. If you guys join your games together, then you can go over to what they created. And then of course it's a game. So if you go over there, you can help them build it or destroy it. And then they get sad and mad and come over and destroy your land. Sound like history? No, not any that we're repeating.
How about we just build and manifest
and just
good
create,
things,
yeah.
nice things.
Yeah. And most of that is really is what it is they just create and build and share with each other their creations. It's pretty fun. So I'm just looking to see here if we got, okay, undecided rather make this new job. To take this new job, how am I to know if it's the right one?
Yeah, you know, and that's a fun trap to get into. You know, how do I know if it's right? But that's the conscious mind coming in, and it might not be right. What if? What if? You know, anytime you hear what if, that's conscious mind and doubts, you know, things like that. So, and I know you have something wonderful to say here. I just wanted to throw that out. It's just that that's the tendency is it can be a trap to go, but what if it's not the right one?
Yeah, might not be. So that job, jobs are a tricky one because there's so much more to that than just the job. Like, what are the hours? Does it give you benefits? Is it paying you well? Does it give you a good vacation? You know, there's a lot more questions to this job for me on whether or not that feels like it's a good fit. You're
I
trying
would look
to
at it, it's like, yeah, the fit of it, you know, if it's, but it could be a temporary thing to get you to the next spot, you know. So I would look at it for the opportunity that it is and then see where it goes or whatever, go from there. There's a rule I made, and they're just reminding me, a rule I made for myself. And so I don't know if it's relevant here to you, to anybody. I don't know. But there was a point that I had left intensive care nursing. I'd gone into home health nursing, and then I was kind of moving on, you know. And then there was a point I needed some more money. I may have told the story before, but I needed some extra income. So I went back to the intensive care, and I was burnt out. I was so burnt out. And I was like, no, I'm done. You know, this is the door closing. I'm leaving. But I was in a pinch, and it was like, shoot, you know, maybe I could pick up a few shifts over there, and then that would give me some extra money. So I went back, and yeah, they needed people, and I, you know, I knew the place or anything, so they were happy to bring me back in on a just as needed basis, whatever. When I left that job, because what had happened with the burnout was I was starting to say, I just really dread going in. And that's when I knew I was burning out. And so when I left, I said, okay, I will never work a job that I dread going to. That was my rule I was creating for myself. So when I went to go pick up those extra shifts, it's like the first one back. I'm in there and it's like, oh my God, all that energy. It was that heavy energy again. I mean, I loved intensive care nursing. It was so wonderful. But when you're burned out, you're burned out. And when that door's closed, it's closed, you know? So it's like, you keep moving on. And that's what it was trying to tell me. It's like, no, you're done here. This door is closed. And so I got through that shift. I was supposed to come back for another one. And that second one, I was dreading going in. I'm like, I have to be true to myself. And so I called in and I said, no, I can't do this. You know, so that, I don't know who needed to hear that, but it was like, I needed to tell that story again. Yeah. I think that's again. So
I don't know if I've heard that one or if I did, I don't remember it, but I think that's very relevant to any of this stuff. Like, we are at a time and a place in our world where we know enough that we know if we are dreading those jobs, it's not worth it.
I was trying to say you don't have to take those, but sometimes there might be a, you know, you have to look at the big picture, you know, of everything. So understand what the job is doing for you and what you are doing for it. I mean, it's a two-way thing. It's not just what can I get out of it. It's, you know, you're learning from it as well, and they're benefiting from you. So it's like there might be something there to learn, you
Yeah.
know, and it may be the next stepping stone. So it just, you that's why you've got it. You have to feel it yourself. We can't sit here and tell you know, which way to go and stuff.
No,
It's your
exactly.
call.
You got to trust your gut on that. I do have a story to tell that, you know, sometimes destiny plays a part in things, right? And the retail job that I was working back in my 20s, I was like, I want out. I want out of this. Nothing I did could get me out of that job. Like, I knew I needed a job to pay my car payment and all the, you know, whatevers. And so, but, you know, I went, my dad's a farmer, and I went to him and I said, can I farm for you? Can I work for you so I can get out of this job until I can find something different? And he's like, no, I just hired a guy and I don't have room for another person. So, you know, it's like even that last resort of asking him, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So this is where you got to start trusting things, right? It's like, why can't I get out of this job? Well, I'll tell you what, you guys, I wouldn't be sitting here in the seat with Julia right now if I had left that job. Because a woman came to work there that started teaching me the dream analogy, and that's when I learned about past lives, and that's when I got to where it is. But not only that, but that job kept me there. So it wasn't about the pay, it wasn't about the job itself, but it was about who I was going to meet in this
Yes.
place. So I met that woman, life-changing, put me on this path. But I also met my husband, which gave me three wonderful children and, you know, put me on that path. And so that job, I was meant to be there so that I could run into very significant people in my life, pivotal people.
Yes,
And so
absolutely.
sometimes it's not about what you think it's about. So,
Exactly.
but once, yeah, once I once that happened, then I was able to get out of that job and do something different. But until the purpose for me being there was fulfilled, I wasn't going to get to move. So pay attention. If you're running into roadblocks and you can't move out of a job, then there's a reason why you're there. So, you know, we got to pay attention to what's going on around us too. But it doesn't mean you have to be
Absolutely.
miserable there. And
Exactly.
that was something I learned because I was like, I can't seem to get out of this job. So then somebody said, well, oh, I'm going to try to remember how this was phrased because it was very significant and it changed everything for me. And then I ended up being at that job for 10 years. So they said, God's not trying to change things around you. God's trying to change you, something to that effect, right? So then I'm like, oh, okay. So God's not going to change my environment until it's changing this, not this. So I had to start going, okay, well, what part am I playing in me not being happy at this work? And what can I shift and change? And I started doing that. And I actually ended up really liking my job. And then I got moved to a position I liked even better and got even better hours and weekends off. And so I was like, wow, now I actually kind of want to be here. And so I ended up being there for 10 years, but I had to get through that piece where I was convinced I was miserable. You know, other people around me were complaining. So then I jumped on that bandwagon and then I was getting that message, you know, it's not about changing your environment. It's about changing you. What can you do to change this? And so, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out how much personal or whatever identifying information to put out here, but there's a person I know that had a situation where he'd been working someplace for many, many, many years. He was beyond retirement age, but they couldn't make him quit. You know, he loved being there. It gave him his purpose. This is what I'm doing. And so they started doing things to try and make him quit, you know, and they made it a really miserable environment to work in. And they started demoting him. They took him out of his higher position and actually had him into like a janitorial kind of position, sweeping floors. And he could have been miserable doing that, but he's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to be the best damn floor sweeper they've ever seen. It was just like, and that That's the attitude. You know, it's like all the he could have been really mad. He never was mad. He just he goes, they, you know, he his thing was, they're not getting their way. They're not getting rid of me. And so,
Yeah,
and if
this
this is what
can't
I got to
break
do, this is what I got to do. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
So.
exactly. And so it really isn't even about where we're at physically, it's where we're at here.
Yes.
And Latte just came to join us. Come here. There she is.
Hey, Latte.
Barking at the door. Yeah. You were missing the show. My little co-host was missing the show.
The Coco host.
Co-host. I like that, the co-co-host.
Coco.
So, but yeah, so many times that has been a big part of my journey is remembering not to get sucked into that stinking thinking and being that victim mode. We've got a lot of stories between us, I'm sure, of our journeys where we had to overcome things and move through them. And the quicker we can get into a better frame of mind, the quicker we find our way out of the rut we're in.
Absolutely, because until you've learned whatever it was, whatever it is you're there to learn, you will stay there. It's not going to, yeah, like you said, you couldn't get out. That's
Yeah,
because you
I
needed to
couldn't.
be there for something. And so
Yeah.
that's, you know, but when it's time to leave, you will, you can't stay. You know, it won't let you stay. So see, you just trust. Trust the process, trust it all.
Yeah, I like that. Let's see if we got more. Yes, it's about the awareness of everything we do. It's so true. And let's see. Trust, 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 as Julia says. You just did. Just trust. Those great minds. I love it. So yeah, I think that's let's see, I understand that completely. I'm a nurse after 30 years. I am ready to move on. Yeah, exactly. And so yeah, that's so true. I think it's kind of crazy that, you know, as we're growing up, we're in high school and it's like, figure out what you want to be, right? And I can't even imagine as I'm sitting here today at the age I am now,
Oh, that you had been doing.
telling my 16-year-old self, figure out what you're going to do, because guess what, folks? I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, I had stuff coming in, psychic abilities and stuff like that coming in, but I had no idea what I was going to do with that.
Yeah, that you were
So
doing with it, yeah.
I was in my, I was, I think I was 30 when I left the Catholic Church and went, yeah, I'm so done with this right now. This, and I had a really good, we had a really good priest at the church. He was a little more new agey in his thought, and so he was very inspiring. So he was really easy to go to mass to his church. But you know, overall the overall teaching of that after, you know, dipping my toes in more of the new age and spiritual version of things, it's like this stuff doesn't make sense. So I had to quit. You know, even though I like that priest, I just was like, I can't keep going back to that. It's not being true to myself. I get in there and I just sit there and think, no, you know. So it's like, yeah, but you know, the kids these days and all the pressure of you got to know what you're going to be when you're graduating high school and go off to college and study for something and go into so much debt. So then they feel obligated to be in
To stay
that
in it.
career.
And they may
Yeah.
not like it. Yeah, it's like that's just your first one. And we see people like that all the time in the classes where they're coming now for QHHT to be a practitioner, and they're leaving professions that they spend a lot of money and time. I mean, they've been in there for a while, a lot of them, and they're like, their conscious mind's going, what are you doing? This is crazy. You spent all this money, all this time, you are this elite, whatever. You know, because
Yeah.
your identity's wrapped up in there too. And you have this, and then we're gonna do this. What? You know, and that's kind of what happened to me too. You know, you go kicking and screaming, and I see that on every single class, there's at least one person that fits that. You know, they're kicking and screaming because they're being pulled over into this, and it's like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what's going on. It's like, we get it. We know why you're here. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it is. It's crazy to think that we would do just one thing for the rest of our lives. And like you said, you hit burnout. And it's and I think the ebb and flow actually of, because I was talking to you about how, over Christmas it slows down and there's not as many appointments coming in for obvious reasons. It's a holiday. But for the sense that I take this break and I'm decompressing a little bit from the go, go, go. And it's like, oh, okay, now I'm starting to pick up again. It's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for that. I needed that little lull to just kind of decompress and recharge and be ready to go again. So,
Round two, round whatever it is.
I was talking to, I can't remember where the client was from, and it was a QHHT session. She said when they were growing up that, they would take their little sabbaticals. When they went on a trip, they'd be gone for a month. And that's what she remembered growing up. And I was like, man, I don't think we ever really took vacations. We went for a weekend to the beach or something, I don't know. I think the biggest trip that we went on as I was growing up was we took an RV trip, but the RV kept breaking down. So that's the part I remember. And I was thinking to myself the other day, I bet if we went back to that trip and looked, it was probably a Mercury in retrograde because the
Oh,
RV
probably.
kept breaking down. And poor dad, he was trying to give us kids this cool see the countryside. We were going to go through Yellowstone and Wyoming and this whole big trip, and that stinking thing kept breaking, and so we'd be stuck. And I'm sure there was a lot of lessons in there. As a kid, I didn't know them, but we didn't. That was maybe a week we were gone. That was
Well, that's
all.
what I was trying to think. We would always go on something. My father, we'd always, if you're in the station wagon, we had the, I think everybody had a station wagon. Every family did back
That's
then. And so
funny.
anyway, we were in the station wagon. We'd always go, we were in Texas, and we'd go up to North Missouri to my father's parents, to their farm. And I don't, you're a kid. I don't know time. I don't remember how much time we were there. I remember events. I remember it was so cold. That was bad. It was so cold. I remember one time, this was in my head the other day, something, it was, there was snow on the ground, and then it got cold, and I was wanting to see snow because I've been in Texas. I hadn't seen snow, I just wanted to see snow. And I'm like, oh yay, it was whatever was going on. I'm like, oh, it's gonna snow, it's gonna snow. And they said, it's too cold to snow. I'm like, that does not compute in my brain to be too cold to snow.
Too
It
cold.
snows when it's cold. So I remember that.
Yeah.
It was too
Yeah.
cold to
It's
snow.
a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like the idea of taking a month off and traveling, going to another country, and
Oh, yeah.
that was like a big deal. And any of you guys watching, you're probably giggling if you live outside of the United States, like, yeah, that's how we all do it. But here we're all workaholics, and
Yeah.
so it's
Yeah,
to
it's
take
good
that
if you get a
break
week
was,
off. You
yeah, to take that break was like, oh, and so.
know, but the thing is, what other, and I think other countries do realize this, is we actually get more time, or that time, or the more time, we just don't take it. We just don't do it. We have it, it packs up, it dads up, and we're in routines, and we just stay in that, and I almost have to be forced to take a vacation.
Yeah. Well, for us, for you and I in particular, I think it's a little different story because our work, we love it. And
Exactly. Yeah, so it's fine.
so it's like the trip to Florida. Well, let's do a workshop. It's like I love doing that kind of stuff. So that makes it a lot of fun for
Yeah,
me.
absolutely. And you've seen me on every trip I go. I've always got my work with me. I'm always working. So but it's not work. It's just, I'm just keeping up with things, and that's just what I do.
And it's fun. We enjoy it. I was asked the other day what I would do if I, won the lottery or whatever, and I was like, this, I would do this. It doesn't matter. you know, and so this is something I want for everybody, because I didn't always have a career that I would do regardless of if I was, you know, won the lottery or whatever. But, you know, this kind of work is, it's beautiful. It's soul growth for everyone involved, right? You know, it's like everyone evolved out of it. So it's ever growing and learning and expansive, and such a cool thing to get to do.
Yes.
So I was like, you know, that's pretty cool. And so then I was like, yeah, I used to work jobs I hated. Yeah. You know, I used to work jobs where I was begging somebody give me a job so I can get out of this job. And then I would have hated that.
Well, it's always this job that that's you're working. It's drudgery. It's, I mean, that was the definition. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be ugh. And then all of a sudden we came in with this concept of do your passion. And then you love your work. It's not work. And it's like, okay, now what do? You just keep doing it. People say, you know, are you going to retire? See, mom never retired. My father, he did retire from the military. He was forced to because of the accident he had. But once he was up here and then in his own, he was a member of every single club, but no one around here. And he was so busy, and he had another, he got another job as the county service provider for the vets and everything. So it was like, you know, that's what I saw. I don't see stopping. I don't see people retiring. I see them going until they're it's time to leave. So I anticipate that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah. I don't see, like, my dad's a farmer, and he retired, you know, the larger part of the farm, but he's still out in the shop tinkering all the time and working on things and fixing things up. And now he's, you know, he's got grandkids that are like, Grandpa, can you help? And so, you know, there's always purpose.
Yeah,
he's still busy, but it's changed. It looks different. And I think that would be my idea of it, is like, I think I'll still be doing stuff. It's just going to look different than what I'm doing now. But I think it, you know, I couldn't imagine wanting to stop doing this. So.
No, when it's it, because it's like your life work. So why would you?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense.
So that's my wish for everyone, life work. Now, how do you get to life work? How do you get to that passion? If you don't know what it is you're going to be doing, you want to manifest something new. So we'll go back to, should I, you know, what about this job that's lingering or booming right there? My thing is, when you're manifesting, make sure you're adding in there, I'm happy, I'm doing what I love to do. The job, maybe you don't know what that job looks like. Maybe you're like, okay, all I've ever known is being an accountant. And I don't know that I want to do that forever. Well, then ask the universe to bring you a job where you're thriving, you're happy, you're supported, you're, you know, you got the time.
You know what? And what just came in, and this goes back to that question, I don't know if it's the right one for me, then that's what you put out there. I want the one that does da 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 da, and it's the absolute right job for me. So then, you know, whatever comes,
it's the right
one. It's it, because that's what you put the order in for. That's what you manifested. So it has to be right.
I like that. That's what you put the order in for. So everyone, put in your order.
Yeah.
Let's put it in. What would you like to have happen? So here we are in 2023. You know, my order, I want to continue to thrive. I want to continue to have joy and fun and travel and meet you guys, you know, getting out and doing things where we get to all meet up. And, you know, speaking of meeting up, we've got the big reunion coming.
We do, in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
There's still a few tickets left, but not many. They're really getting, we only have a few. Just so if you are even remotely thinking of going to the reunion in Kauai, Hawaii, February 2nd to 6th. All the information is at qhhtofficial.com on the homepage. You can get everything you need there. Go ahead and sign up, because we may, I mean, we're really close to running out of tickets. So
yeah, that's going to be so fun though. And we get, you know, the classes are online now, and the ability to get to meet up and form friendships and companionships and stuff like that, these connections, it kind of went away, because it's like, okay, well, the classes are online now, and they're doing great online, you guys, because you can do this at your pace and you're not trying to keep up with a big classroom, right?
Right.
So that is beautiful. So what Julia and Kaya have done is created a way for us all to still meet up, create these unions and these friendships. And so what better place to do that than Hawaii?
Really?
So, yeah. So a lot of fun there. It's a beautiful resort. We peekabooed that in October. Yes. So, maybe you got a sneak peek of that place. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about synchronicity and stuff. And so many things on that trip were just like, slap your forehead. What?
I mean, yeah, you can't wonder anymore after stuff like that that was happening.
No, it was some really cool stuff. Where's the resort we're going to go look at, Julia? Well, I don't know. According to the map, it's right behind us. And it, like, there was a sidewalk from our front door to.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, we were out, we got dinner, and then it's like, okay, well, let's go over there and let's see where it is, because we're going to go there the next day and go look at it. So let's make sure. And it's like, well, on the map, it says it's the same. It's right here by the house. Yeah. So it's like, that doesn't make sense. And we go there. Sure enough, it was like right there in the backyard of that house we were staying in.
It was, you can't make that up. And yeah, they definitely let us know which resort they wanted us to be at.
Yes.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, because that was one of the things I was doing. I was looking, okay, we had an option. We had two to choose from. And so.
Should we tell them how that went? Real quick.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, the first one we went to right off the plane. We went there and it starts raining. And
not just raining. Torrential downpour rain. Like miserable rain.
And we're going and we're still doing the tour, umbrellas and trying to trek around, but it's raining. And then we leave there, and as soon as we got to the house, it stopped raining. And then I don't think it did rain again until the day we were leaving.
Yeah. And then to find out the other places in the very backyard of the house we were renting, we literally walked out. There's a sidewalk. Like the lawn that sat in front of the house that we stayed at belonged to this resort. They had weddings there. And we just walked around the corner and we're there. And it was like, and sun was shining. The tour with them was gorgeous. All the flowers were just bloomed and beautiful. It was like, I don't know. Which one do you think they want us to pick? The one where they stuck us right in it? Or the one that they poured down rain and clouds and gross? And I think it was very clear. If the world was talking to us, we would have been idiots to not listen to that. That was funny.
Exactly.
So
no telling what else might have happened to go, not this one.
Yeah. It's like the waves come in and wash away the road. They're not listening to the next thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're
what's
still
going
looking at that other one. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many things.
So Tracy, if anybody wants to find you, we got 1 minute, I think. So
1 minute. Oh yeah. TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTofficial.com. And Julia, let's talk about what if they want to be a practitioner or find a practitioner.
Yeah. Yeah, go to QHHT Official. See, that's kind of the center, the core, the source of everything. QHHTofficial.com. There's a page on there called Find a Practitioner. So if you are somebody that would like a session and would like to get with a practitioner, you can look on there and look in your area. Look wherever you're willing to travel to. You can go find Tracy. She's up in I just went blank, in Oregon. And that's right?
Yeah. She's still trying to get me to move it.
I know. She's in Arkansas. And
she's
so
my neighbor. She's up on the hill with the trees and an acre.
Mm-hmm. And so, but it's like however far you're willing to travel and be sure and do your due diligence. See who resonates with you. And then also, if you want to be a practitioner, we have information on that homepage. We also have in the menu bar, you can find all the information about the level one course. And just see if it feels right to you. If it does, Tracy has a coupon for you that you can use.
Ooh, put in the magic is real. All one word. The magic is real will save you 10% on that level one course.
Yeah.
Awesome to have you join the family. So yeah.
Love to have you. And if you want to just check, you know, get with like-minded people. If this is, that's where the reunion is coming in, because it's not just for practitioners, like-minded people. You just want to get with people that are, you know, where you don't look weird because of what you believe. So It might be something you'd want to do. So we're going to be there. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Julia, and Happy New Year, you
Happy
guys.
New Year.
Manifest, create, be in joy and happiness and thrive. All right. Okay.
Absolutely. Love you all. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye. Bye.